A coalition of 9 oil and gas companies is asking the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for a special 50-year permit. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. It's called an incidental take permit, and it would allow the killing or disturbing of 5 bat species in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. Incidental take means the impacts are incidental to carrying out legal activity like constructing pipelines. The permit would include the endangered Indiana bat and the threatened northern long-eared bat. Their populations have been in sharp decline because of white nose syndrome. Pamela Schellenberger is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The issuance of the permit cannot significantly depreciate the recovery of the species in the wild.
Her agency will look at tree removal, places where bats create maternity colonies, and noise and vibrations from gas activity to make sure the permit won't hurt bat populations. Their assessment won't be completed until late next year. A statement released by EQT, one of the coalition members, says their habitat conservation plan for the permit will, quote, minimize and mitigate any potential adverse impacts to the species. Pam Schellenberger says the benefit for companies is knowing the expectations ahead of time. She says a longer-term approach might help bats, too.
Right now, it could be kind of death by a thousand cuts, where we're looking at each project piece by piece.
Jane Davenport, a senior staff attorney for the group Defenders of Wildlife, says these bat species are already on the brink of extinction, and a 50-year time frame for a permit isn't justified.
It's way too big a bite at the apple.
Public comments are being taken until December 27th on this initial phase of the permitting process. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. Shell's ethane cracker planned for Beaver County is in the news this week, with hearings for various permits and activists voicing their concerns. Yet many welcome the plant for its promises of economic development for the region. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant spoke with Dan Adamski, managing director of Jones Lang LaSalle, an international real estate firm that represented Shell. He says the development is a good use of the many brownfields that line the Ohio River.
So how did you help them find this site? Like, why did they pick this site, do you think?
Primarily because of what's underneath us, the Marcellus Shale. So they like the location on the river. A lot of the equipment and the materials they're going to have to bring in to construct the plant, you know, it's over $4 billion, is very large, and you can't ship it by rail or by road. They're going to ship a lot of materials up the Mississippi, then up the Ohio River.
Now that the cracker plant's officially announced, what's happening with real estate in this area?
I think it'll unfold more slowly than people anticipate. A lot of folks thought that once the announcement was made, there was going to be a tidal wave of development. It's going to be a rising tide, but at the same time, we don't think it's going to be a tidal wave. So this was a former Horsehead zinc plant. It was a site that Shell is having to remediate for their own use. And it would have become a brownfield site had not Shell gone there. So a lot of this industry that we anticipate coming, the brownfield sites that do exist out there make perfect sense that that's where they would go. The river quality is very important because, frankly, you're selling the river, whether it's an office building or it's residential. They're going to that location, and oftentimes you're paying a premium because it's more expensive to develop along the river. No one wants to look out their window and see a dirty river.
Dan Adamski is managing director of JLL Real Estate in downtown Pittsburgh. He spoke with Julie Grant as part of the Allegheny Front series Headwaters about the Ohio River. We'll have more on potential riverfront projects throughout the Ohio River Basin later this week on our program. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.